gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Amen. God be the glory for the great things that He has done. Woke us up this morning, started us on our way. Now, I'm here to tell you, it is cold here in Houston, Texas, and when we come back from the break, we will let you know what's going on here. Listen, let's start off with a little bit of, listen, y'all, there's so many good things on this report. But anyway, we're going to start off with a song by Express Image. It says, Revive Me, once again, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Touch me.
Do it just one more time.
you, but sometimes when I get burdened down and don't know what to say, I feel lost.
Oh, Lord.
I'm asking you to hear my plea. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I can't do nothing without you, Jesus. No, no.
Oh, Lord.
You're the one.
Amen. Father, revive me once again. Amen. Sometimes our soul needs to revive and praise God. I'm excited about the topic we're going to talk about today. It's called Lose Your Mind. I want to help you lose your mind today. And I know you're curious, like, what is what? But it's going to be a good topic. You're going to be in Philippians 2 and 5 and sharing a good word, amen, that will help you lose your mind. Justin, we'll be right back.
Because of who you are, I give glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are. Because of who
Welcome back to the show. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. Lord, you are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. And Lord, we just want to praise you. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your holy name, praise God, because you indeed are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, amen. There is none like him in all the earth. Praise God, amen. You know, I want to just lay right quick our favorite statement to encourage your spirit, amen, that you know again how God is.
My gospel soul, favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favorite statement. God bless.
Amen, amen. Our favorite statement, amen. Don't that strengthen you? Praise God. Amen. So we'll continue with our weather. All right, praise God. And y'all know it is cold in Houston, Texas. Amen. No joke. It's cold here, praise God. It's sunny outside, though. Highs in the low 30s, north wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Wind chill values at as low as 11. My God. And tonight, mostly clear. Cold with lows around 17. North wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny, not as cool, with highs in the upper 40s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast after gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wind chill values as low as 14 in the morning. And for Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows as cool, not as cool, but in the upper 30s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, praise God. And we are just happy to be here with you today. Amen. Knowing that if you hear barking, that is my little Yoshi. He does like to act out every now and again. Amen. Praise God. We have a topic for you today. It's called Let Me Help You Lose Your Mind. Praise God. And I know y'all saying, Apostle, what are you talking about? Amen. Let me help you lose your mind. We're in Philippians 2, praise God, and our memory verse is, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, which is Philippians 2 and 5. Amen. But this chapter offers us so much wisdom. Hallelujah. And there's so much wisdom, praise God. And in the concept of losing your mind, praise God, just getting to a place where you put God first, hallelujah. And putting God first, that means putting other people first, amen, before yourself, thinking of others before yourself, praise God, before we get into it. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for leading and guiding us through our daily walk, praise God, but also for your divine presence, your divine protection through this cold weather. Some places are used to it, but some places are not, and it's a couple of wrecks happening. But, Lord, we know that you are in full control. Lord, cover, protect, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to do what you do. And, Lord, we ask you, Father God, just come on into this internet online podcast and bless someone through your word. Hopefully someone will hear something that makes them say, what must I do to be saved, or what must I do to be closer to you? And, Lord, we thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We got Pastor Lord online today. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm fine. Blessed. How are you?
I'm doing fine. On the topic today, we are talking about losing your mind. Amen. We're coming from Philippians 2 and 5, praise God, where it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we're going to read verse 1, praise God. In verse 1, I'm reading from the King James Version, it says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any bowels of mercy. Amen. I love that verse. Praise God, because he's appealing, amen. Paul's appealing to the people, praise God, amen, the people of God. He's appealing to them. He said, fulfill ye my joy. Amen. That ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord. Amen. And of one mind. Praise God. Amen. I love this scripture because my mom used to say, we used to say in one accord, but my mom used to say, no, say of one accord. Praise God. Amen. Not in one accord, but of one accord. Praise God. It means, you know, our mindset. Amen. We're on the same page, like they say, praise God. Amen. And Paul was saying, I'll be full of joy, praise God, if you could understand what I mean by being like-minded, glory to God, having the same love and being, amen, of one mind, praise God. Then in verse 3, it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. My Lord, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other, amen, better than themselves, praise God. And this is a good topic, praise God, because this topic, you have to crucify your flesh, praise God, amen. You have to,
amen.
You have to, and take care of somebody else, praise God. And one of the, you know, main topic in this world today is, of course, self-care. Amen. You got to take care of yourself, praise God. But it also has come to a place, praise God, where we are operating in vanity, praise God. Vanity has consumed, amen, everyone, you know. I was listening to a video, Pastor, on Instagram, and the pastor of the church had the music playing, I Look Fly, I Look Good, Oh My Mama, Oh My Hood, all this. And I was thinking about what has happened to the church where we have decided that we boast more in ourselves than we do in love, amen, in the power of God, and and who God is. You know, we are pumping people up to think more highly of themselves than they ought to, and the Bible talks about that. Amen. Praise God. Mm. Then we wonder why it's so hard to get people to love, to get people to understand that love comes with multitude of sin. Amen. You know, what do you think about that, Pastor? Because I know you've noticed it too. You know, everybody want to be mean and everybody want to be popular, and that what is being promoted now. What do you think about it?
Amen. First of all, that I want to say that we have to identify ourselves with Jesus Christ. In other words, what I'm trying to say is Jesus didn't come in raw priesthood. He didn't come on a big white stallion with a parade. He came on a donkey with raggedy clothes, meek and humble, and people want to see their Jesus in themselves. And whether, in other words, what I'm saying is if Jesus came lowly because we are in a lowly state. We were in a raggedy situation in the spirit. We were, you see, we don't want to see somebody that look like they got it all together, like they, like you said, they too earthly, too heavenly high and no earthly good. The whole thing about it is being humble before God. We have to be humble before God. You were saying earlier about losing your mind. I believe that's what you said. We have to lose our own mind and our own thoughts and pick up the mind of Christ. And how we do that is by the word of God. That's how we know what God is thinking. It's through his written word, the word of God. And we, excuse me, and we have to be Christ-like. We can't. A lot of people want the fame, the glory, and all this. Want big ministries and big this and that, and they missing the whole point. The point is to go out there into the world and compel men and women to Christ. That's the whole point. Exemplify love. Show the love of Christ. That's the point.
Amen.
You can have a big cathedral. You can speak in tongues. You can prophesy. You can do all these things. But without love, it don't mean a thing. We have to walk in that love and example of Christ. God came meek. Jesus came meek and humble. He came lowly. And that's the example that we have to live. The Bible said, remain humble under the mighty hand of God, for in due season he shall exalt us up. The exalting is coming, but we got to get low first. We have to get humble first. We got, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. If we looking at godly principles and if we seeking the things of God, if we trying to truly be transformed by the renewing of our minds, we're not seeking all these things that are tangible. We're not seeking the big cathedral. We're not seeking the fame, the money, this and that. We trying to draw closer to God. And when we draw closer to God and his anointing, everything else will be added unto us. The word of God said, overflowing, shakedown, pressing together in overflowing. God said that he came that we might have life more abundantly. All those things will be added unto us, but we have to come lowly and seek God first. Seek the kingdom things, and everything else will be added unto us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's why I love that the end of that scripture says, but in lowliness of mind, that's the pastor talking about. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. In verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Praise God. Amen. This is one of the hardest things I'm telling you. We're in a time, praise God, amen, for it's every man for himself, praise God, amen. Mm. Every now and again, you hear about acts of kindness, and even in the church, praise God, you find yourself, I hear a lot of popular pastors who are preaching a word that doesn't give space poor, the people of God, to give, to sow, to love on one another, you know. And I ain't going to say no specific names, praise God, amen. But God brought it to my attention that we may be preaching sermons that cause the masses to come to our church, but is the sermon, amen, what God really wants his people to know, praise God. We talk about character, we talk about behavior in the body of Christ. Are we behaving, praise God, amen, the way God wants us to, praise God, amen. We
want
us,
all.
Praise God, to consider others, you know, before we consider ourselves, praise God, amen. I know that's hard for a lot of people because they're saying, I'm tired of, and you know the language, I'm tired of this person using me, and this, you know, when the trained people love to say things like, this year, my year, I ain't worried about what's going on with you, I'm going to get mine this year, and I'm going to this, and it robs you of what God really wants to do for you in your life or use you to do. Praise God, because it's like disqualifying yourself. Praise God. Amen. The character
Amen.
Of God says that we are to love one another. Amen. We are to, praise God, bear one another's burdens. We are to, you know,
That's
show
it.
The other kind towards one another. And when you are walking in an arrogant mindset, praise God, amen, hallelujah. When your mind is caught up in you, like you're talking about in verse 3, in vain glory, in vanity, everybody got to say you the greatest. Everybody got to say you did that. Everybody got to call you boss lady. Everybody got to call you. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's easy to get caught up in this vanity. Amen. The word of God also calls it vain imagination, praise God. My God, where you so caught up, and I've met men and women of God that so caught up with themselves till you got to talk to other people. You can't talk to them. You got to go through their events before you talk. You got, you know, it's amazing. My God. So, amen, hallelujah. It's again, verse 4 said, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 5, let this mind be in you. our praise God. Let this mind be in you. Now, I can say that for a minute, though, you know, because the Bible, we talk, even in the Word of God, it talks about renewing of the mind. It talks about, you know, putting him first. We have to, our mind has to be renewed. So when you hear me say, let me help you lose your mind, I'm saying I need you to have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
That's it.
I need you to what would Jesus do, to what did Jesus do, all of the above. I need you
That's
to understand. He used to say when I was coming up, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. I need you, your mind to be renewed. Hallelujah. What do you think
Hallelujah.
About that? That's a good
Well, I like you said that, because losing your mind, that's how you lose your mind, when you can confess, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. When we taking Isaac out of the way and we looking at what would Jesus do, what the godly principles. See, you were talking about being of one accord. In the Bible, recorded in Acts, it says when they were in the upper room, the Bible said they came on one accord. And see, the body of Christ, the reason why the miracles and the manifestations of God, what God said will happen in the earth realm, is not coming to pass, because we spiritually cease and everybody's going their own way, doing their own thing, instead of being on one accord. And when we get on one accord with the Spirit and with God's word, therefore things in the spirit realm will be able to, it's something about being, the Bible says, how can two come together unless they agree. It's something about that one accord, that agreement, that moves God. That moves God. And see, the thing about it is we're not on one accord with the spirit of God's word. That's how we lose our mind with God's word. That's how we know what God is thinking, by his word. And the more we get into God's word, the Bible said we draw close to him, he'll draw close to us. The more we get into his word, we'll begin to hear his voice. The Bible say, then a sheep know a shepherd's voice, and a strange voice it will not hear. And that voice, it will be obedient. And the reason why we're not hearing God's voice, because we got our thoughts. We got what we think should happen. We want to put our own programs together. We want to do what we want, the big churches, the big congregations. We want the Cadillacs and the jets to fly from church to church. And we're not being on one. We're not seeing deliverance taking place. We're not seeing healing taking place. Yeah, you got 1,000 people in your church, but who is getting delivered and saved? We got to lose that mindset and pick up the mindset of Christ. Renew your mind, transform your mind. Get on one accord with the word of God and watch how God will begin to move in our life. But we so caught up by what we think so much. We so caught up by what we see so much, and we forget to listen and be obedient to the word of God. We have to lose our mindset today and pick up the mindset of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Powerful. Amen. And you know, I was looking at the scripture, praise God, and then we said that let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We also understand that Jesus came down here, praise God, and walked in the flesh, praise God, amen. Left, amen, the throne, praise God, amen, to come and walk among us and be a living example, praise God, of how we are supposed to live, amen, how we are supposed to operate, praise God. In verse 6, amen, it says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Come on, hallelujah, thought it not robbery, praise God. And so we, amen, because sometimes when that point said thought it not robbery, he could have came down here and he could have said, I am Jesus Christ, y'all will bow down and all this. He didn't do that. Praise God, amen. He came down here, praise God, and was a walking, living example of love and joy.
That's
and
it.
Healing. And his mind and his focus was on the people. It was not, praise God, on how many people he could get, amen, hallelujah, to say his name and to do. He wasn't even worried. He didn't even mind what he had to ask folks. Hey, who do you say I am? Come on.
Come on now.
He didn't go and say, do you know I am the Son of the Living God? He didn't do that. He asked the people, what do you think of me? Come on. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God, where we understand, amen, that it ain't about us, praise God. Jesus Christ, even Jesus Christ died, he while he walked this earth, it wasn't about him. It was about gathering people to his Father. Come on, Lord.
To his Father, that's it, that's it. That's it.
He said, but made himself, in verse 7 it says, but made himself of no reputation. Come on, hallelujah. Of no reputation. In other words, he didn't have people with the accolades I need you. Oh my God. He didn't say go tell people my name. He said go tell them what I did. Come on. Go
that's it.
Go get me a robe and go get me I need the biggest house and I need, come on. He didn't do it. Praise God.
That's
watch
it.
This. And took upon him the form of a servant. And was made in the life of men. Look, my God. He said he took on the form of a servant. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Y'all know last
don't
last
miss it.
Last week we talked about that rich man, and he and how the rich man came to him and told him, "Hey, what I got to do?" You know, and we all know how rich people are. They think they got the money. I can pay for anything, and I don't have to want for nothing. And I got, you know, and I got it going on. And when Jesus say, sell everything, sell all you have, and take up your cross and follow me. He see, and you got to understand when Jesus Christ is calling us to the ministry, calling us to kingdom living, he's calling us to servitude. He ain't calling us to be worshipped by people. He ain't calling us so we can get as many people following us and calling us the grandest and apostleist. He ain't worried about that. He want to know if you gonna pick up your cross and you gonna follow him. Come on, you gonna and when you say follow, what he's saying is, will you, amen, walk away from the cares of this world and win souls?
Come on.
Stay souls. Heal. Come on.
Amen.
Deliver. Set free. Are you willing to love those that need love? Are you willing to minister to the brokenhearted? Are you ready
Amen.
To feed those that don't have food? He's not calling you to the ministry so you can wear the best suits and you can have the best shoes.
That's
and
it.
Jesus wore, I tell people this all the time, they laugh when I say it, but Jesus wore a sheet. He had a sheet on.
That's
you
it.
You understand me? Glory to God. He had sandals that probably wasn't
Amen.
Even brand new. Come on. Listen, I want to help you today. I want to help you lose your mind because you got to understand, amen, that this walk, praise God, amen, is about the mission. It's about love. It's about, amen, surrender. That's what it's about. My God.
Amen. 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 And I want to say this, Pastor Dexter, if you don't mind, that when Jesus came in, he came. They were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were up there getting ready for the king to come in on with raw priesthood and I mean raw clothes and a crown and a big white horse, and they were had a parade going for him, and this, I mean, they were all excited that he was coming flashing, but Jesus snuck on in on the donkey with some raggedy clothes on, and if we have to walk in that example, we cannot get blinded by the bling and what we think that God, yes, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, yes, he came that we might not beg for bread and all this here, but let God do it for you. See, a lot of times, it saddens me that, you know, a lot of these big ministries, they have jets and they have these big cathedrals and they have this, that, and the other, but it's no anointing in the place. They in a load of bar situation. God has taken the glory off of their lives and their ministries, and they don't even recognize it. They operating within themselves, and we don't want to get to that point where God had called us. He said, don't worry about how you going to eat, for I feed you. Don't worry about how. Just take up your cross and follow me. That's all he want us to do. And he'll make sure that we're comfortable. He'll make sure that we get it fed. He'll make sure that the bills are paid. He'll make sure this. But we want so much things. We looking at tangible things. We looking at things that we can accumulate here on earth when we better be looking at things that's going to be eternal. We better be looking at people's souls and our souls and make sure that we have a place in glory, because these things in this earth, the church and the cathedrals going to fade away. The jets are going to run out of fuel one day. They're all going to be gone. But the thing, do you have a place? Is your name written in the book of life? Have you went and fed somebody? Have you went and gave somebody a drink? Have you went and ministered the word? Have you went and binded up the brokenhearted? Have you preached liberty to captives? Have you been on the sick and seen them recover? Have you did those things according to what Christ commands to do? He's not worried about, I don't own the suit. I go out there and a gun and go out there in churches and I go out and teach God's people. I'm not well versed sometimes, but it's God that's speaking to me. God just wants you to be that willing vessel. And the only way, every scripture in the Bible, he's telling us, be humble, be meek. The meek shall inherit the earth. We have to be lowly and humble and walk in his image. He didn't come flashing. He could have. He the Son of Man. His Father created everything. He could have came saying, thee, thou, and thou, I am this, bow down to me. He didn't say, as a matter of fact, Pastor Jackson, correct me if I'm wrong, anywhere in the Bible said that he had a home, a structure, brick and mortar. He didn't even have that. But we want mansions. We want big cars. We want big houses. We want big things. And he lived from place to place.
My Lord,
amen.
Come on now. Amen. And
we got to lose our minds. Amen. I'm done, man. Amen.
And the bad thing about, because you think about it, what are we talking about today? He also said it, praise God, amen, when he said, lean not to your own understanding. He said it over in Romans, praise God, when he said about the healing of your mind. And then he said, you know, we have to understand his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher than ours. Praise God, amen. You may not understand why the Lord tell you to give somebody your last, or why, and you know, Pastor traveled from Dayton, Texas, to Houston, Texas. And I remember, amen, when I traveled from Houston, Texas to Texas City every Sunday, every Bible study, praise God, amen, hallelujah. And I never, God would tell me, you know, people would say, well, what you doing that for? That don't make sense. You need to get a church where you are, you know. But God has an assignment for us all. Come on, hallelujah. And
amen.
I love that. Praise God, where God give vision, he give provision. You, your mind needs to be stayed on the Lord. Amen. If the Lord told you to do it, I'm going to help somebody like you. Amen. Because people never understood me, and that's a good thing. Amen. But you got to do what God tell you to do. Amen. Will you be obedient to his word? Will you be obey his voice? Come on. Will you, amen, do what he called you to do? He might tell you to give your car to somebody. He might tell you, amen. And it's a lot of churches that God, they're struggling in their finances, but they got 15 vehicles, and God told them to get one of them vehicles to somebody to go and bless this woman's house over here, or go bless this man of God over here. But you won't do it because you're greedy. You won't do it because everything is about
amen.
You. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. We want to help you lose your mind this afternoon. I want you to understand, praise God, amen, that God going to tell you to do some things, praise God, that's not going to make sense to you. It's not going to make sense to you. It's not going to be logical. Come on. Glory to God. It's not going to be in your budget. You're going to be like, it's not in my budget. Come on. It's not about, praise God, how you think it is. Oh, my God, I'm going to help somebody. It's not about how you think it should go. Come on. I went into an office building, praise God, amen, for a year and a half, praise God, amen. And people kept withdrawing their hand, man, and go, oh, I'm not going to help you with this no more. I'm not going to help you with that no more. Do you know that God kept me in that place? I went out there and had church in Texas City for a year. Do you hear me? And the devil was mad. He kept doing stuff. Oh, I ain't gonna pay this for you no more. Oh, I'm gonna come in here. If the person came in and took stuff out the church while I was at work, come on, glory to God. And guess what? We got that, praise God, and everything they took, somebody came in and replaced. You got to understand that when you are walking this thing out, praise God, it's about surrendering completely to God so that you can get the provision, amen. See, When the children of Israel, to me today, when the children of Israel would, and they didn't understand this is a powerful anointing. When God bring you out, you walk on dry land. Come on. You come out.
Mm.
Come on, amen. He make the sea stand up on itself and let you
That's
walk
it.
On dry land.
Through.
Then you mm-hmm. in the wilderness where ain't no animals, ain't no food. So God say, I'm going to open the sky and I'm going to drop food from heaven. Come on. I'm going to feed you.
Come on.
Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. God wants to put you in a position where you see, amen, manna come from heaven. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And even
amen.
In our griping and even in our complaining and even in our what we think is lack, come on, God is still going to make a way out of no way. But we don't need to overlook the fact that when they begin to murmur and complain while Moses was up on the hilltop, come on, I'm going to help somebody.
Mm.
Amen. God cracked open the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. He cracked open the ground and everybody that murmured, complained, and spoke against the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Was swallowed up. Praise God. You also, amen. Hallelujah. Have to be careful. Praise God, amen. When you are walking, amen, on that journey that God has called you to walk on, you got to be careful. You can't allow
amen.
People to come along because, like I told you, people start complaining, oh, we going all the way to Texas City. Oh, when we going to do this? Even when I got back to Houston, they complained. Do you understand what I'm saying? And let me tell you something. You better be careful. When a man or a woman of God is walking in obedience to God, I don't care what it looks like, you either be faithful to that vision or you get out of the way of that vision. I'm gonna hear
That's
somebody
it.
Today.
Amen. That's it.
You either be faithful to that vision or you get out of the way of that vision because you don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God. Hallelujah. No, you
That's
don't.
It.
You don't want to get in the way. Ooh. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Let me get back on this too, because I'm telling y'all, you know, I was up last night, amen. Lord was giving this to me. It said, praise God. Let me see. We were on verse eight, praise God. Amen. It says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. My God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That name
Amen. Is,
it says that at the name of Jesus. This is the power right here. I'm gonna hear somebody.
Mm.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Oh my God. Of things in earth, in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. Come on. And then
mm.
his tongue should confess that Jesus Christ
Even
is
the
Lord,
dead gone by
that. Woo, you better come
amen.
On here. You better come.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There's power there.
Lord, there's a power right there. And a power.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. There's some power there. Amen.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. I just wanted to say this thing. The Bible says great things he done, we'll do greater. He went from, throughout all his ministry, he was obedient. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Bible said that he put on the image of man, he had fleshly emotions. And he was in the garden and he said, let this cup pass from me. But he turned around and he said, nevertheless, let thy will be done. And in life, we have to use that same example. We might not want to go through some things. We might not want to do some things. We might not want to drive to Houston every Sunday and spend all our money. But nevertheless, let thy will be done, because God is going to get the glory out of every situation in our life. We just got to be obedient and remember remain humble. God cannot use a prideful spirit. God cannot, if you seeking the accolades, if you seeking the pats on the back, if you seeking the big ministry, if you seeking the jets and the big houses, you in it for the wrong reasons. Jesus did not have a home. He was the same. He had an exalted name. God gave him a name that was greater than any other name, but he didn't go boasting and saying who he was. He didn't go doing this and that. He came lowly and humble and meek and obedient, even until the point of death on the cross. He could have said, no, I don't want to do this, and everything had to be obedient to him, but he said no mumbling words. He got up on the cross and died for our sins. He was a sinless man carrying on the sins of the world, the sins that we allowed to enter into our lives. So therefore, I encourage you today that lose your mindset, lose your stinking thinking, and pick up on the mind of Christ. Do the things that Christ has set for yourself behind Christ, and that power that Jesus said, that he said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, even the sea that has the dead is going to have to confess. The Bible says even everything under the earth, meaning the dead, going to have to confess. The angels in heaven going to have to bow down to the name of Jesus. Everything that has life will have to bow down to the name of Jesus. When you going to bow, you rather bow by having to bow or bow because you want to bow, because he is Lord in your life, because he has delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. That power that Jesus had, he gave us a portion of the power. But we don't walk in that power. We want to pray for God, give me this, God, give me that. We need to be praying for God to show me your face. Let me walk closer with you. Let me commune with you. Teach me your precepts and your concepts. Lord God, rightly divide your word with your spirit in your truth. We need to be looking at the things of the spirit and not be trying to receive the things that are tangible that will fade away. Because if we do the principles of God, in Malachi, I say, if you bring the tithes in the storehouse, they'll be meeting your house. He'll open up a window in heaven and pour out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. That's what he said that he was going to do already. So that's a done deal. He done it. That's a done deal. He done it. He said that he came that we might have life more abundantly. That's a done deal. He done it. He said that he came that it'll be pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. We will receive those things, but we have to do some things to receive all those things. He said that he got on the cross for our healing. He was bruised by our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon us. By his stripes we're healed. He done it, but we have to walk in obedience to receive the benefits and the blessings of God. We have to. In order to do that, we have to lose our mind, what we think. We holding up God's blessing and what God wants to do in our life because we tying God's hands, because we got ourselves and what we thinking in the way.
That's right.
Move ourselves out the way. Let God direct our path. And God will add all that other stuff to us. We need the blessing, that power that he said that every knee shall bow. We need to be out there using that power to do what Isaiah 61 says, to rebuild the ruins. It's a lot of desolate and ruined spirits out there, people out there that's hurting, that's crying, that need to know a living Savior in a dying world. But we seeking the things of this earth. We seeking what we can get. We won't bring all your tithes so we can get a Cadillac. We need a jet, so you need to pay this. We need to get more people in. We need to be out there in the trenches, compelling men and women of Christ. We need to be out there with somebody said on the prayer line today, they bought up Goma and Goma and the prostitute or whatever. We need to be out there talking to the prostitutes. We need to be out there in the sick and shut-ins, laying hands and seeing them recover. We need to be doing what God, what Jesus did. Jesus' name was exalted above all names, but we trying to exalt ourselves. We can't exalt ourselves. We got to allow God to give us the glory. Your gifts to make room for you and bring you before great men. You still stuck in your situation, in your place, because you don't allow God to do it. You trying to do it for yourself. Hey, man, I'm done, Pastor.
Hey, man, I'm done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we dare not praise God. Let the airwaves go. Praise God. Amen. I believe that Pastor already did the compelling. Hallelujah. Compelling many women to God, saying, what must I do to be saved? Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that soul, that person that's listening right now, Father God, that has decided, amen, hallelujah, that they're ready to lose their mind, hallelujah, and take on the mind of Christ. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would see them into the kingdom, that they lift their hands right now, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, and surrender all to you. Confessing their sins, amen, and confessing that they believe that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, amen, that he died on the cross for their sins, amen, that they may have a right to the tree of life, amen. Rose on the third day, praise God, is a representation of the old man dying and the new man rising up, amen. And Lord, we thank you for, amen, them receiving salvation of today, amen. Lord, please teach them that salvation or being saved is not a title, but it's a lifestyle. And Lord, we thank you for
amen.
That now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And everyone, amen. Well, let me give the address to the church. We will be, praise God, looking forward to seeing you Sunday at 4 p.m. at 8389 Alameda Road, Suite H2, Houston, Texas, 77054. We look forward to you coming out. Without the Box Ministry, Life Impact Center, as well as Eagles United Ministries for Gospel Church. We are, amen, uniting, amen, for the purpose of winning souls, praise God. So we look forward to seeing you there again. It's at 4 p.m. on Sundays, amen. Feel free to come on out if you're looking for a church home, praise God. Me and Pastor B there, amen, waiting on you. Praise God, amen. You're looking for a church home, praise God, where you can receive the word and you also can use your gift. Because listen, we are active, amen. We get out in the street, praise God, amen. We're souls, praise God, amen. So we love you, praise God. We want you to remember that without faith is impossible. Please, God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? Y'all know the saying, amen. God cares, amen. Hallelujah. Never walk around and be hopeless. God is all hope. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Yola.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.